Good morning from Tallahassee, Florida. This morning I have celery juice, apples, kale, spinach, and lemon. I recommend reading some of the works by Anthony Williams, who is a medical medium. I learned a lot about the spiritual meaning behind foods and also the health benefits. He shines a lot of light on a lot of the things that we overlook when it comes to our diet. And once we have awareness of some of these choices that we can make for our food stuff that we take in, then we will be able to understand some of the messages behind why we consume certain foods. But today we're going to start part three of the creation story. Okay, so Divine Father, Divine Mother. They are playing out creation. If we remember from part one and part two, Divine Father and Divine Mother created heart, which was, we can view as the child from from Divine Father and Divine Mother. Heart, very pure, unconditional love. Right, is sort of the bridge, the centerpiece that Divine Father and Divine Mother feel toward each other in a complementary way. But during the creation process, when Divine Father and heart had the original thought for the divine plan to become in manifestation. Well, Divine Mother, she is the one that will manifest all of creation, everything, right? Divine Father is light, and we can view Divine Mother as more of a dark vibration that receives light. But the only way that will, divine will, can receive light is if the vibration opens up enough to receive light, and then Divine Mother responds. And that's how we create form within all of manifestation. Okay, so light impregnates form, or light impregnates darkness vibration. I don't like to just say darkness or because I'm trying to create the mental image of where light will be received, and then out of the darkness there is a response from Divine Mother. Okay? And it's vibration. All right, going back to Divine Father and Divine Mother, out of all this creation of spirits, which are children spirits, and in the remaining part of this creation story, we're going to break down the different types of children spirits that have came about in creation, which includes angels, archangels, rainbow spirits, the ancient ones, there's lots of different types of spirits that have been manifested based off the relationship between Divine Father and Divine Mother. Right? Just a reminder, Divine Father, Spirit, Light, Divine Mother would be will, darkness vibration. Okay. Divine Father can be symbolized with our human mind, which has light that sends down to the gut region in the darkness of Divine Mother. This is where our will responds to the light. Okay. But here we have the devil, key 15. Now, within the principles of consciousness, key one is the principle of attention. And then through the agency of key eight, strength, we have the agency of suggestion. And through the agency of suggestion, we have key 15, the devil, which is the outcome, the effect of appearance. All right. So, what our thoughts create are suggestions, right, to our subconscious mind, which we could symbolize as the will, Divine Mother. And what we give Divine Mother, she will reflect back. So that's why it's important for us to understand that we have a clear understanding of the types of suggestions that our thoughts are generating and suggesting to our subconscious mind, which are reflecting back by response on what we give it. It's a deductive reasoning process. So our conscious mind is inducive, and then all of this is happening in all moments, and as we're living our life, the response will be generated and our consciousness will emanate our reality in an outward expression. Okay. But here we have Divine Father and Divine Mother after the creation had began and Divine Father and Divine Mother began going through creation and experiencing it, there were cosmic moments when Divine Father and Divine Mother didn't quite agree on some of the creation. Okay. Now, a lot of it had to do with Divine Father had the perception of moving too fast in creation without considering Divine Mother and her response and how she felt about the manifestations. And this not only created form, but it created problems. And when there's problems and they're not fully expressed in the cosmic moment, then what Divine Mother and Divine Father did not share with each other went towards lost will. This includes denial, judgments, guilt. So, Divine Mother, who had some guilt when she manifested creation or sectors of creation as this process begins to unfold with the original thought. When what she did not share in that moment with Divine Father turned into guilt and went into lost will. So that fragment is part of the whole, but it's also stuck energy that has no movement, which needs to be identified and then reclaimed and played out, or else the pressure is going to build and eventually it will play out differently, which is also okay. It could be anger. But the point in identifying judgment, guilt, and denial is to be able to learn from it and then take it back. Okay. So, Divine Father and Divine Mother, they're going through a cosmic disagreement about part of the creation. All right. And we can see that when there is a miscommunication from misunderstanding, and we hold ourselves bondage to a half truth. And that's why there's a half cube that the devil is standing on. So we also see the uncertainty in the male figure's face and the uncertainty in the female's figure face. So until they divine masculine and divine feminine come together in union with agreement, self-conscious and subconscious, then there's going to be lost will, which causes confusion. Right? The distorted human figures represents the distorted thoughts that we play out. Eventually, we have to come to the moment where we make a choice where we no longer want to continue down the choice of not understanding completely with clarity. And that's when Divine Father and Divine Mother, they eventually have a fallout. Okay. Now there's separation that has occurred in Key 15. Okay. Even though all there is oneness and unity, but within the cosmic misunderstanding between Divine Father and Divine Mother, there has been a separation, which is symbolized by this tower. We can call it the Tower of Babel. It's a tower of separation. And these two human figures that are falling out of the top of the tower of separation are having to fall down and have the hard landing, the hard impact of learning through difficulties. Okay. The false crown has been struck by the lightning bolt, which there's a flash of realization that, we need to understand what we need to do to bring us back together. And this is Divine Father and Divine Mother speaking, which we can see represented by self-conscious and subconscious. No moments are lost. There's always learning. And after the lightning bolt struck the tower, and there was a fall, that created an awakening. Right? Now, also assigned to key six are the polarities of grace and sin. Sin is nothing more than learning. And grace is received after there's understanding. Okay? So, Divine Father, Divine Mother, they have separated themselves during the cosmic argument. They're becoming very uncomfortable, but they're also projecting onto one another with blame, judgments, because the feelings and the emotions that they are experiencing, there's some denial. They, Divine Father, Divine Mother, are not wanting to take ownership. And so these projections are going out into lost will, which are fragments, and also through the spirits who we are on earth are reflecting fragments of lost will. It's important for us to meditate, go into contemplation, and try to understand within ourselves by listening to ourselves, quieting the mind. And begin to identify our part, as fragments of lost will, because we contain fragments of Divine Father and Divine Mother who are caught up in this cosmic argument about creation. The effect of meditation is the outcome from the third stage of spiritual unfoldment, which is the principal imagination, the agency of grasp, to take hold of something with our thoughts, right? Ownership. And then we have the outcome of contemplating over what we have created. Now, the female figure, she's pure. She can represent Mother Nature, which, once we still the mind, we're able to unveil. Mother Nature will unveil herself to us. And that's how we are able to identify points within us where we were in self-denial. We had judgments. We had guilt. And once we identify those pieces within us, we no longer project into lost will, just as the Divine Father and Divine Mother did. Okay. Here's another symbol of a bird on a tree, which the Hebrew letter Zadi means fish hook. Okay. And what's a fish hook? Well, it's when we quiet the mind and we go fishing. Okay. What are we fishing for? We're fishing in thought streams for understanding, which we can visualize a fish hook dropping from our mind, which is Divine Father, down through our heart and into the gut region, which would be Divine Mother and Divine Will, also our will, because we also have feelings and emotions that derive from the gut region. Emotions and feelings do not derive from the mind. The mind is the one that tries to classify and dictate how emotions are felt. The mind works faster than the body. Okay. And that's why we have to slow down with our fish hook and not let it swing left and right, move fast with the busy life that our society has created as a collective. We have to choose to slow ourselves down in order to go fishing. And so the bird on the tree has a natural fish hook, which is waiting patiently for the quiet mind. Okay. Then Mother Nature will unveil her truth to us. And this is how we can have some more understanding on why we are experiencing self-denial, why we are experiencing judgment, and why we are experiencing guilt. Okay. It's because we're fragments of what is happening with our evolving creator. And as our creator learns more about itself, then that ripples out within the fragments that has been created, which are us. And then we have more understanding. But we have to slow down and quiet the mind. We have to enter a state of meditation and contemplation. Okay. Meditation is good for quieting the mind, training the mind to be quiet. And contemplating is after the mind is quiet, we can hear the inner voice that we all have. We all have an inner voice that will reveal itself to us. All right, so Divine Mother, Divine Father, in this cosmic argument, have created a separation. In the beginning of creation, they were in union, created heart, gave birth to heart. Okay. Divine Mother and Divine Father, they had a cosmic argument, just to simplify things, had a cosmic argument based off misunderstandings. Okay. And then the fragments of denial, judgment, and guilt were projected out into lost will. Okay. And we as spirits play out lost will and reflect back to our divine parents. Just as human mothers and human fathers have children and their children reflect back to them aspects of themselves that have not been acknowledged based off self-denial, not owning something that could be layered with, going back to key 15, the devil, with the appearance of misunderstandings. Okay, and that's when we blame, we don't want to take ownership because we don't want to feel that emotion and that feeling that needs to be felt to create movement to receive light. That's how we obtain inner peace. And that's how we also obtain more space for freedom. Okay. Here we are with key 18, the moon. The moon is actually assigned to the zodiac sign Pisces. All right. Now, here's a golden path going up the middle between a wolf and a dog. And what this means is that once we begin having these realizations, and we learn from our misunderstandings, when we sin, going back to Key 16, the tower, when we sin and we learn from our experience, have the realizations, ah, I see it now. We don't do it again because we have grown and matured a little bit within ourselves to a point where we can have higher understandings. Okay. And another vantage point is we take back our lost will. And for example, we don't blame anyone anymore. Okay. So with Key 18, we have the outcome of organization. What this means is going back to Pisces being assigned to this tarot key, sleep is also an attribution of Pisces. So when we go to sleep, we're getting organized every night when our consciousness temporarily turns off. And then when we wake up in the morning, the mental images, the gathering of symbols from externalizations all go within our mind, get organized during rest. And then the next day, we go about moving forward again with our own evolution of consciousness because we've learned something the day before. So we get more organized when we're asleep. The back of the head, which is an attribution of Hebrew letter Kof, can be a mirror. So when the eyes are looking outward and being reflected off objects that are emanations of consciousness to create reality, those signals bounce off the mirror in the back of our head and go down into our will, right? Divine Mother, who then responds, which is key nine, the hermit response with either grace or sin, which is key 16, the tower. We either will experience grace or we will experience sin. And so the pendulum will swing back and forth between grace and sin until eventually we get organized, our consciousness gets organized, and then we can experience more growth for our evolving consciousness. Okay. Part of the process is taking back during meditation in Key 17 our lost will. Okay. When we do this, when we take back our lost will, we begin healing. And the healing process will actually ripple through the cosmos and actually plays off the creator. Okay. We actually grow we return closer to the creator. Know thyself. Accept thyself, become the creator. We do this while we're in human form. Key 19, the sun We're reaching a point in our conscious evolution now where the cosmic argument where Divine Mother and Divine Father have meditated enough and contemplated on their part in the cosmic argument while they were resting during the appearance of separation. They had realizations and became organized. They got to the part where they became more aware of their part in the cosmic argument and had the effect of taking ownership of what did not play out. And what did not play out fragmented out into lost will, which would be denial, guilt, judgment. They were blaming each other. Now we're at a part in the cosmic argument where there's no blame. So we can see that through the symbol of the two children, and the reason why they're nude is because of purity. They are dancing in a fairy ring. They're coming together, one foot in the center, one foot out. All right. Now, we are children of the sun. Light comes from our physical star, impacts the earth. Okay, which is Divine Mother, symbol for Divine Mother. Our star, the Sun, symbol for Divine Father. Okay. And here we have this union. That's why there are fallen yods. The Hebrew letter yod are fallen from the Sun, which is key nine. The hermit. Okay, so the response from Divine Mother and Divine Father coming together. The emotions are bringing joy, love, happiness, the self-expressions that are now being emanated are because of movement. Based off the taking back their lost will, which had no movement. Okay. Denial, judgment, and guilt cannot move, cannot receive light until we take it back and express it. In astrology, the sun is assigned to the fifth house, Leo. Leo is about self-expression. The fifth house is an area of life about self-expression. This sun symbolizes Leo. Okay. Key 20, judgment. All right. Now we have three figures here. They're gray. Why are the three human figures gray? Well, the reason why is because they are symbolically no longer in physical form. Have risen out of their coffins, which appears to be floating on water. Okay. They have full realization of who they are. All of lost will has created the effect of regeneration within their essence. That was contained in the body. The angel is blowing a trumpet, which can be heard now. The angel has always been blowing the trumpet during all of creation in celebration of life. It's just going back to key 15, the devil, we cannot hear the trumpet being blown by the choir of angels. We cannot hear our inner voice. Our inner listening is not to the degree where it needs to be to hear based off the lost fragments that have been sent into lost will based off the cosmic argument from Divine Father and Divine Mother. But now Divine Father, Divine Mother have are now back in union with each other and have learned during this creation process, which is ongoing, that what they were putting into lost will had to be taken back and felt expressed with one another. Okay. Now, the child in the middle, this is a symbol of new consciousness or new understandings from the learning process, which created a new consciousness. I'm hesitant on saying the word new, but Divine Father, Divine Mother have created within creation another spirit which can individualize as a unit of consciousness and go forth, gather experiences, and learn in an individual way within the oneness of us all. And this is another aspect of the Creator. All right. Now, Divine Father, Divine Mother, for the purpose of the cosmic story, the cosmic argument has ceased. Divine Father and Divine Mother have came together. There is a celebration with key 21. The world dancer is balanced and in alignment, which is represented by the two coils in both hands. She has the fixed zodiac signs around the reef. Now, the world dancer is not a him or her. Okay? The world dancer is both. So, divine masculine, divine feminine together. And here we have the oneness of the world dancer celebrating all of creation. If we count the leaves all the way around this reef, there will be 22, which is symbolic for the 22 Hebrew letters. Now, Tav is the Hebrew letter assigned to key 21. And Tav assigned to key 21 is also assigned Saturn. Okay. So Capricorn is assigned to key 15, the devil. The ruling planet for Capricorn is Saturn. And here we have Saturn assigned to key 21, the world, where the world dancer is living out bliss, freedom, peace, joy, happiness. Whereas in key 15, there was bondage and limitations, which Saturn enforces. So here with the reef, we have limits. Yet, absolute freedom. This is symbolic that we can evolve our consciousness to the point where freedom is only obtained from within. No matter what the outside will appear to be. Okay. Now, as a collective, yes, we have created segments within our collective consciousness that have imprisoned and created bondage, but that is just a misunderstanding, a misrepresentation, and eventually we as a collective will grow out of that type of understanding or misunderstanding. We will grow out of that misunderstanding. Okay. Because as individualized units of consciousness created as spirits from Divine Father, Divine Mother, Creator, we are destined for the freedom that we seek in all moments. But while we're in human form, it is our responsibility to explore what we have disregarded and have not felt through emotions, which comes from our will, Divine Mother. Okay, so we have to retrieve what we did not want to experience again, and we escaped, we tried to escape ourselves by creating avoidance patterns, but based off misunderstandings, we now know we have to go and retrieve the guilt and judgments and remove the self-denial. And there's ways that we can do this, and one of the quickest ways to know is if we are blaming. If we are blaming and creating avoidance patterns, then there's some denial. These are all fragments that we are playing out. And it's important to watch our thoughts because what we will fantasize about will play out within our collective, because we're all one. If we fantasize about harming another person within our locality, family, friends, community, that thought will be projected out. We can say is stored in the crystalline grid that is encased earth, and then that will be retrieved as a response from another thought within lost will. Okay, what we put out there is what we get. So if there is another fragment of that individual we fantasize about harming, then that individual within our locality might not be harmed, but their fragment will be harmed. Okay. The cosmic argument has been summarized. I tried to tap into the thought stream. That's why I'm hesitant and talking slow because I'm trying my best to stay aligned and obtain the clarity, even though my mind wants to come in and fill in the gaps. Eventually, I realize that with my efforts, the thought stream will come out more clearly. But for my first few attempts of replaying the story of creation and creating the analogy of a cosmic argument, we can have some understanding between ourselves and our divine parents. As above, so below. We have arguments down here on Earth amongst each other. Same thing on a cosmic level. We have been taught differently through misunderstandings and power over and power under constructs. But again, the twistedness that has been played out is why we have to use discernment and then actually retreat back within ourselves for understanding. But pay attention to, but we have to pay attention to everyone around us because they are reflecting back to us opportunities for us to identify within ourselves aspects that we have projected out into lost will. Now, in part four, I will begin to break down the cosmic story on a more personified way. Because I think the principles of, I believe the principles of consciousness are very important to understand for our mind because, let's see. If you remember in the previous lecture, part two, the fool will travel through all tarot keys, which are all aspects of the creator, and also will reveal all of creation in a personified way. So we went through key one to key seven on the top row as part one of the creation story. That was the principles of consciousness. We went through part two of the creation story with key eight through key 14. These were the agencies that the principles worked through, which created a cause and effect type of correspondence. With key 15 through key 21, the bottom row, which are the outcome and the effects of what has been playing out. Now, we're going to go through part with part four. We'll go from key one to key eight to key 15. So we'll create a lot of examples of how our conscious mind, with the principle of attention and what we focus on, we'll send suggestions, which is key eight, strength, to the subconscious mind, which is also the effect of what will create the appearance of reality. Okay. Consciousness emanates reality. We can either see the devil or we can see the world dancer. And it's a process, it's an unfoldment. And that's why self-transformation is so important as we experience spiritual unfoldment.